You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Audio courtesy NFL Network. Tone, good morning.
I knew I should have stayed away from Zach Jackson yesterday.
Oh, he is. Well, why? He's not pleasant to be around all the time.
But he was. He was actually very pleasant yesterday.
Well, if Zach's in a good mood, then something bad's going to happen.
No, that's exactly what transpired yesterday. So, I kid you not, I was making my way over to you. You were holding court in the back of where they're doing the press conferences.
I was in the wrong tent, though. In the wrong tent. I'm sitting around regaling people of stories of yesteryear, and then all of a sudden they're like, I don't know if this is the right tent. I went, oh, there's Gibby. Okay, we got to go way over there.
Well, there was the increased presence yesterday because it was the NFL Network's day to be there. That was, you heard Baldy on the way in, and I was so excited.
Good-looking man in person,
so
boy.
So excited to see Baldy. And Ken, I was like, let's go over and say hi to him. And you were like, and I know how you get. You get a little sheepish. You're like, I don't want to bother them because they're getting ready to do their TV hits.
And then when they were done, when Jimmy was done, Jimmy and Dee were done talking, then you could tell that there was a thing. And I'm like, okay, because Lyman went over and did it. And then I was like, well, I can't just be a jerk that walks by, pay homage
Honestly, you know what it is? I like to size people up.
Ooh.
And Baldy is a guy that I'm like, I got to see just how big this dude is. I want to get in his face. I want to mix it up a little bit with Baldy, who came on yesterday and laid waste to anybody hyping up stats of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and then
he was
somebody who does it started giving me the gears over. I'm like, I'm kidding around. I mean, I'm kind of not kidding around, but I'm kidding around. Go ahead.
And then who else was there? Siciliano was there. We just heard the voice.
Garofalo.
Yes.
Ian Rappaport.
Yes.
They're all there. They've descended.
Yeah, they were all there. So it was a big day. Steve Wyche.
Yep.
He was there as well. They were
getting
ready to do
this
stuff
again.
And then Zach was over there getting ready for Martin Emerson's press conference. Yeah. Martin Emerson talked yesterday.
That sucks.
And he was all smiles. He looked so put together. I was like, all right. Did he change his number too?
Yes.
I know he was over there and he was speaking. I couldn't really hear him speak because we had to get ready for DeJuan Jones clear across the other side of the football field. Mm-hmm. And Zach looked at me and said, that man right there, they are ready for him to have a huge bounce back here.
Oh, my God.
And he said, and boy, do they need it from him. And sure enough, I'm driving home. And next thing you know, because
we were on the phone with each other,
nice little lunch, and I'm like, oh no,
well, you know we got hurt, and then
the curse of Zach.
You were yelling about somebody else who works here, and then I started going Achilles, like cutting you off. And I was like, man, I know in the grand scheme of things, a lot of fans, because I think you immediately compartmentalize. You still wanted to see. Like, we're going to play DeJuan Jones. We talked to DeJuan Jones. We're going to play that at 7 o'clock. Like, sorry, guys. He's not going to join us live at 7 a.m. before camp. I mean, he could if he really wanted to that bad, but we have it for you, and we're going to play that at 7. Hate to let you look behind the curtain, but there it is. I know that some people go, who cares? They're not going to be good this year, guys. Okay, you can feel that way, but you also don't tell me you don't want to see at the end of the year, even if they win four games, you don't want to be looking at the end of the year going, and we have this hole and that hole and this hole and that hole. Like, you would feel better if you've had four win teams and you've had good football players on it that you feel good about. And I'm talking not just homers, I'm talking in general. So if MJ Emerson were to have a good season, they could still be a 4-5 win football team. With MJ Emerson having a good season, you're going to go, okay, Greg Newsom's on his way out, but we have MJ Emerson. We can lock that into place, get him taken care of. It's the same thing when we have DeJuan Jones coming up at 7. Like, he is sneakily in a contract year. He's going into year 3. So at the end of this year, if he stays healthy and has a good season, he's not going to be as expensive as what they probably would have figured with Jed Wills had he panned out. He didn't pan out.
But you'd have to make a financial commitment.
So you want to make a financial commitment because you don't want to get to year 4. And then if he has another really good year, his price goes up. There's a point where you'd like to make the investment. So it's still where, yeah, I know they're probably not going to be that great. And I know a lot of people are ready to wash their hands of the entire front office right now, the whole deal. Fine. That's beyond this. You still want guys to have a good year. And Martin Emerson had a season that was really, it's like, hey, you can go, you've had a great year. You've had a not so great year. This thing can go one way or another. You want it to go the right way. Okay, what's it going to do? And then he ends up getting hurt. And it's like, well, that's an Achilles injury. He's a cornerback. So now it's like, well, when we go into 2026, how good is he going to be coming off the Achilles injury? It sucks. It really
it's
sucks.
It's brutal.
And
it's
ain't a
absolutely
bad guy.
Brutal.
He's always been a pretty good interview. So this sucks.
And I know last year, statistically, I remember somebody was throwing around that he was like one of the worst graded out corners in a game. But he also is somebody who... There was...
Last year was a rough year. There's no doubt about it.
But he had put together enough big-time moments where you knew it was in there. So it's not like of all these other draft picks. And he was, what, 68th player taken overall. He's a third-round pick. He had had moments where he looked like a first-round pick. Yeah, he had moments where he looked like a lockdown pick. You know, I heard the guys in the afternoon yesterday were talking about he was like the Justin Jefferson stopper at one point.
Yeah.
Like, he was somebody who had... Big time potential. And here's where it really, really hurts is you start to look at all the draft picks, all the good players that Andrew Berry has taken. Martin Emerson was one of them. JOK was another one of them. And unfortunately, the injuries have really hampered the best players that they've taken.
Yep.
DeJuan Jones, another one.
Yeah, it is a very upsetting situation for everybody involved. So, it's another, for Andrew Berry, and I know we're going to play the Jimmy Haslam comments coming up at 6:20. You know, for Andrew Berry, it's another pick where you only had so many guys that you've taken over these. How many drafts has he done now? Six altogether?
You just have his sixth?
2020. I mean, that's six. He's got six drafts. Let's be honest. There's been more misses than hits. There ain't no. Let's be honest. Everybody knows. You've had more misses than hits,
and that's more. That's most GMs, right? But where are the big hits?
I mean, if I were to just hold him to the first four rounds, DeJuan Jones is a hit so far. Even though who's he replacing? He was replacing a number 10 overall pick.
Yeah, you were gonna go. You were gonna go backwards.
You don't get the credit you were supposed to get.
Yes, correct.
So now you don't have that, and if MJ Emerson's off the field, I could sit there and go, well, MJ Emerson was supposed to do this, and people are going to go, well, tough bleep, I don't care, bye. So that don't matter. You have Quinshon Judkins, who was supposed to replace Nick Chubb. I don't know if he's going to play for the Browns now, ever, whenever. I have no idea when that's going to happen. That is a totally different situation. I guess Dylan Sampson, I'm sitting here talking about rookies for crying out loud. You know, Carson Schwessinger is a name that the football inside football guys really like, but here I am just going down a list off the top of my head. Like that's not a very great thing. And I think, you know, for a guy like Greg Newsom, he's become the Miles Turner of the Browns, where everybody's like, oh, is he going to be traded? Is he going to be traded? We can trade him. And going into last year, it was you're not going to trade Greg Newsom because you get guys in the secondary that are hurt, and you're supposed to be competitive this year, and then they won three games. So, yeah, you could see Greg Newsom totally being out there for anybody to get. And now without Martin Emerson, it's like, well, somebody has got to play the position at a decently high level. I just can't keep putting pups back there. So now it's got to be Greg and it's got to be Denzel, and you know, we'll see
and
where the other guys fill in.
On everybody else.
Guys like Cam Mitchell and things like that. So it's
but that's
it's
why
a mixed
also,
bag now.
I noticed that there seemed to be a big conversation that perked up because there was an injury yesterday. And people have been mentioning intensity. This seemed like a more intense go at it. That it seemed like all of a sudden, Kenny.
I keep wanting to call Cam Mitchell Kevin Mitchell.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Cam,
sorry.
Yeah. It seemed like there was this conversation percolating yesterday that now because there was an injury that guys are going too hard, that camp is all of a sudden too hard. Did you see this yesterday?
Who said that?
Well, it was mostly online. I noticed there was an online presence.
Is this
where this happened?
Right. Is this actual? So wait. They were at the Greenbrier, the fabulous Greenbrier. We don't have time to hit the waltz.
I think the waltz has been deleted. We have new systems.
So
since
we went
then.
From the fabulous Greenbrier and velvet gloves to now they're going too hard.
This wasn't me saying this. I want to let the record show.
Well, is it people you actually see online, or is this a Dennis 6969 situation?
Without a doubt, sometimes my For You page, which is sending me hateful politics mostly.
Is this the AI-generated Facebook pictures of Jelly Roll singing over a child's casket, or is this an actual thing that's going on?
Well, there's that new Browns beat reporter that we saw online over the last week.
I got to go look
what
up.
What was her name?
They tweeted at me.
What was
I her? Showed you guys. They tweeted at me.
What
they
was
tweeted
her name?
Her spots. I don't know.
She had a very, very striking appearance.
My antenna was going off.
Who's getting duped?
Delaney
Dawson?
Yes, you know what? We're going to have her on the show. I think we're...
Oh, we are we?
We're efforting later in the week. Didn't see her yesterday in Berea, but we'll effort more.
So was this an... by the way, it's a fake. It's got to be a fake account.
We are trying to get
it. It's got
to
be a fake account.
It's in front of me right
now.
We
are trying to get
her.
Anywho.
Appears that it might be real.
Is this
I was trying to play matchmaker.
Not about that. Not about the, what's the name? Dawson? Linda?
Delaney Dawson?
Dermody Dawson. Delaney Dawson?
Delaney Dawson,
not about that.
Yes.
Was this a real conversation or is this something that...
And then I think because of that online, I heard it on the radio and it seemed like... It permeated to the radio airwaves in the afternoon.
Well, what goofball was...
Right here yesterday.
What?
I guess we have a clip.
Okay,
I guess. Mitch
ahead.
Found a clip.
This is, in my opinion, what happens when you decide you don't want to have Cap Cupcake anymore. And I don't judge Stefanski for taking this approach because he had a soft camp last year. They ended up with the fourth most amount of injuries in the entire NFL anyway. So the injuries part got to him as it was anyway. But he ended up with a soft camp. Didn't seem like they were prepared. Didn't seem like they were ready. And he had to do something a little bit different. But this almost feels like this is just the cost of doing business sometimes. If you're going to run a tougher camp, if you're not going to be Camp Cupcake, then this is sometimes the result of that. And this is what Stefanski's going to have to judge and try to balance out. Past couple seasons, he clearly thought to himself, I need to make sure that these guys are healthy for week one. Well, you notice this offseason, after having the fourth most amount of injuries in the entire NFL this last year, you notice what they did. They fired nearly, 10 different people on their training staff. Like, they wanted to treat training camp a little bit differently. The early report from everyone that's been here over the past couple days, this is no longer just an easy camp. Well, sometimes that result is what happened with MJ Emerson.
They weren't wearing pads yesterday. This is a freak injury.
It's a non-contact.
This is a non-contact. Guys, they'd be running. I'm not going to start yelling. You know what? I respect his opinions.
I thought it was an interesting take.
I just vehemently disagree with this one. With extreme prejudice, do I disagree with this one? With extreme prejudice, do I disagree with this one? Underline the term. They're still running. They still run. If it's when we call it Camp Cupcake, they're still running. It could have happened last year in the soft camp. Who got hurt? Did somebody get hurt in the last year in the soft camp? I'm sure somebody did. Could have happened last year in the soft camp.
Greenbrier, 2 years ago, we had a few guys go down.
This is the breaks. These the breaks. This is the way it goes. I hate to put it like that, but this is not the result of trying to change from Camp Cupcake. Okay? Like, it wasn't like they were in the bull in the ring going after each other like this was the program and people were stomping people out.
The NFL films of the Browns preseason will be called Browns 2025 Collateral Damage.
Now, wait a sec. You guys, you coach youth football.
Brought to you by Ed Shave Gel.
You both do an admirable job of coaching youth football. In fact, yesterday, just take you guys.
I had a disagreement about this yesterday. I don't even know if I want to bring this up.
I want to take you guys behind the scenes. During the breaks, while I try to get ready for the radio show.
Oh, I know. I stopped yesterday. I could tell you were annoyed, so I stopped the conversation.
But, I'd like to take some notes, but Mason's not quite big enough and not old enough to play football yet.
The guy who's always cared about the radio show.
Well, I had my outline out and everything yesterday, and I had all the clip. Me and Mitch.
When's the last time you had a pen in front of you on this show?
They keep taking my pens away.
Yeah, that's amazing.
They take pens, and then there's just tools, and I can't use the tools.
Oh, and I talk about one bag drill, and I guarantee Keith's phone was getting blown up. But that's,
go ahead and
whatever.
Match that into the tabletop with that screwdriver.
So yesterday, the two of you were mixing it up about drills, and you were very proprietary about the drills. Because Ken's like, hey, what's the one drill? No one's like, I'm not just divulging. We're a team. We play each other down at the horseshoe every year.
It's a year 10 of the mini Shoreman right now.
I think I'm doing the old USC on that situation. But that's it. The USC Notre Dame situation there. But that's another conversation.
So
when you guys
see camp, they're not doing the Oklahoma drill, right? Or when you had a different name for it now so you could get away with it?
Yeah, I can't tell you the name because it's disguised and I don't want anybody to know. Go right on ahead.
Way past
what were you saying?
I just wanted to know, we weren't doing anything yesterday that would, especially with no pads.
Guys, it is.
Because it's in the CBA. You can't have three straight practices.
You can't have three padded days in a row. It's in the CBA. So this is not Camp Cupcake. This is, did Jonathan use the term collateral damage? This is collateral damage, but this is what could happen in just about any camp. It's obviously very unfortunate for Martin Emerson, but I don't think that this is some sort of overcorrection from the Greenbrier and Camp Cupcake last year. It was soft, and you didn't need to ask anybody about that or get media members on it. Jim Schwartz told you in a post-game press conference after a preseason game basically just how soft it was. Yes.
On the IR report, will it say Martin Emerson Jr. Achilles, or will it say Martin Emerson Jr. collateral damage?
Oh, boy.
What's the matter then?
Don't worry about it. We got to go.
216-474-0090. I'm trying not to get... It's 6 in the morning.
So
we're talking about Martin
Emerson. We've got three cones out there, right? I put three levels of tacklers, and then I'd have a guy with a ball, and they take off running, and the boys all converge. It's crazy.
Thank you very much. We get a big ring, and a guy starts chopping, and they just come out of nowhere. I make it 1968 all over again.
We use spray paint for ours.
We don't do that. Jimmy Haslam yesterday. Called last year a disaster.
Well, it was. I do appreciate his honesty. He likes to be candid.
Boy, easy. That is some candid answer there, man.
I do wonder, obviously, these guys talk a lot. We only get a glimpse on a rare pop-in press conference. But, Andrew Berry was over on the other bleachers way by where we did the interview with DeJuan Jones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did he just hear them call his season last year just a disaster?
We were saying disaster.
Yeah, not that they don't know in the building.
Yeah,
that's a disaster.
But when you do say that, some of the people are going, then why are the same people in place? Why did you not make a move? And he has every right to answer it the way he wants to when he says, he did mention their age and growing into positions and things like that. I'm going, I'd rather them not make. You're going to make mistakes as a general manager. You're absolutely going to do that. You're going to make mistakes as a head coach. What do you do to resolve those issues? And I think for a lot of the fans, and it's going to be part of this if this season doesn't go our way, is it or is it not part of what the autopsy is over the season? Where you have had 2 years in a row where second-round choices have not been available to you because of off-field incidents. Correct? Correct. So now you really needed to do well with that pick. You didn't do well with that pick. We'll see what Mason Graham does. We'll see what Carson Swessinger does. We'll see what Dylan Sampson does.
Mason Graham, I only needed to see one highlight yesterday, and it was him going squaring up with Wyatt Teller and putting him in the spin cycle.
There you go. Look at you.
Yeah.
King positive tone.
Did you see that?
Wow.
Now, Wyatt.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To his credit, I mean, he always talks about, yeah, I have some great highlight reels that I dish out. I'm on the other end of that. That was one yesterday where Wyatt Teller was dizzy. He was dizzy. Whatever it was, Mason Graham had him running in circles. It was awesome to see.
It was, I didn't see that. I only saw Jerry Jeudy, and it was like 4 minutes before they announced, or before we saw the Martin Emerson injury.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it. So it's like, you can't have good without this terrible bad. So that was difficult. But hear him call it a disaster. I mean, it is a point of thing. It's like, okay, like he's definitely frustrated by what this is. And I think that's what's made people – that's what does make the job difficult as an administrator, because I don't think anybody should be fired just because a manager is mad. I don't think anybody should be fired just because an owner's mad. I think if you get fired because the owner's mad, I think you're a really, really, really bad organization. And I think if Jimmy Haslam were to fire anybody because he's mad, boy, you'd be terrified for the future. There's definitely owners who have fired people because they were mad. And good God, George Steinbrenner. And then you fall ass backwards because you're in the biggest market in the world about what they were able to do with the World Series. I will tell you this, though. There has to be some standard this year, because I want to get to a clip coming up here in a moment. But can we put 0-1 ahead of this real quick? Can we do that? Yep. There has to be a standard right here, because when he talks about the three wins, Jimmy says this.
You really think we're going to answer that? Listen, we got to do better than three, okay? To put a number on it, I don't think we will ever do that. Everybody, coaches, players, personnel, ownership, all knows that 3-14 won't cut it. We've got to do better. I think we'll know what better looks like.
Okay, so what will better look like? Because to me, that's going to be an interpretive thing of what they're going to do this year. You understand that? Like, how many wins does everybody think they're going to have? Around the room right now. Mitch, if you're back there, I'm yelling at him like he can't hear me in the headsets. Like, that's dumb. Mitch, if you're back there, turn your mic on. As of right now, how many wins do you think the Browns are going to have? I'm going somewhere with this.
I'll go with five.
Five. Mitch?
Six.
Six. What do we hear from Owen?
Five. Yeah.
What did I say before the season?
You said 11?
I'm somewhere between five and... No, I didn't, you ass. I said somewhere between seven, six and seven. I'm between five and six now. Five and six. I mean, you got four different quarterbacks there. and we're discussing whether or not Kenny Pickett was, if he were healthy, was going to take over. It's like, man, I don't know. So now you have maybe five or six, even though it's like, well, you look up and down that schedule and tell me where you five wins. Okay, that might be a cup half full type of answer there, but you know me. You're going to have to interpret what successful is for this group to keep this group around. It can't, and that's what's frustrating to fans. And I've been telling you guys this. That's why when you're like, well, they can't see the plan. What plan is there to see? Because it's pro sports. You have to judge eventually by the scoreboard. And if the scoreboard isn't on your side, you can tell me process all you want. Guys, good people do get let go of situations that sometimes they have all the power over or they don't have all the power over. Got people grow from positions. And I know that they're afraid to let go of these guys. And Andrew Berry goes on and becomes the next Ron Wolf. Or Kevin Stefanski gets let go of and becomes the next Bill Belichick. You're still going to be judged at some point.
Yeah,
so I have to go and find tangible evidence this year when they're not going to have that many wins. I have to go find tangible evidence about why they should stay.
Yeah,
and not just because it's punitive, because I want to say I trust them to make the right decisions.
I laugh at a lot of what I saw yesterday, and sometimes I'll hear even on our airwaves or when I'm on social media. And I saw a bunch of people yesterday say, that's the end of the hot seat talk. That's the end of the hot seat. They're all on the same page again. They understand this is going to be not necessarily a rebuilding year, but kind of a pivot year. Listen, that all sounds great at the end of July. Holy cow, by the way, it's July 30th. Getting into August, okay? That's mm-hmm. fine. I hear that in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that all over the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine and dandy. And I believe that Jimmy Haslam has a not necessarily a good feeling about, yeah, we're going to the playoffs or anything, but I do believe that he buys into the process. I think a lot of these owners do. I think Andrew Berry in a room can sell. Man, with Paul DePodesta on go-to meeting, I think with Kevin Stefanski in there, I think they can make a compelling case on here are our best practices. Here's where we're at. Here are our new guardrails. Here's where this makes sense. I believe they can make a compelling case. And then once you get out there, and whether you kind of mock the six-game thing, because you're right, it's the NFL. They can lose any game, whatever. It's any team.
Well, it's like, where do I find the six wins?
But this is going to be a struggle, most likely. And then when you see Emerson go down, and you got no JOK, and remember, the defense was supposed to prop up and give you time for the offense.
And Jordan Hicks was supposed to be your vet.
He retires.
And he retires.
Right. So it's like already some holes are developing, and then you got the Judkins mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're wondering, hey, this potent running game, are we even going to have that to fall back on? Thank God you have the offensive line, but what are we doing at quarterback? Like, this can change very quickly once the season starts.
I wanted to bring up the Andrew Berry made the pick thing coming up here as soon as I can. But I want to make sure we focus on the right thing. And guys, I'm telling you right now, there will be times where you're going to want to punch me right in the teeth. And I'm not talking down to anybody. I swear to God, I'm not telling anybody to get down on the ground when I say this, all right? When we're talking about this team this year, it's not about what happened. It's about what you think is going to happen. It's not about, well, you guys only won four games, so your ass has got to go. It's not about that. Because if you're only winning four games, you got to look forward to the future. It's whether or not you trust these people in the future. And that is why there can be a clear difference between coaching staff and front office. I think that's going to be a very tough thing to do. I think it's probably all tied together. But I'm not trying to let people go because I'm mad. There was a coach once I was definitely mad at, and I wasn't just letting him go because of that, because he was losing. There was plenty of other things. It comes down to what you do or what trust we have in you in the future. And if we can't trust you to put us in the right direction for the future, or as Jimmy has said, directionally correct, if we're not directionally correct, then we got to find somebody who's going to help us get directionally correct. So that's the conversation I'm having for the future here. If this season's going to be what a lot of people think it is, where if I went down the line and go, okay, 216-474-0092, how many games you guys think the Browns are going to win this year? Which is, that's something you do in a movie. But if you guys are saying 5 wins at a stoplight coming off of 77 North. If you guys are saying 5 wins on 480 or 5 wins on Route 14 in Streetsboro, then you know damn well that probably ain't going to be very good for everybody's futures here. Then you have to ask yourself, do I trust you with 2 first-round picks? Do I have quarter? Can I make an argument that Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, Kenny Pickett, can one of these guys be a guy who's a holdover guy? And can I make an argument for that guy who maybe we don't have the first overall pick? Okay, is he better than QBs X, Y, or Z out of the draft? More than likely, no. But that means maybe your coaching staff made them look a little bit better than what they are. Do we trust those guys in the front office to make that decision? Trust is my biggest issue moving forward. Speaking of trust, got to trust who made a decision. Jimmy and D. Haslam spoke yesterday. Who ordered the Code Red? Yes, it matters. It obviously matters. Here is Jimmy Haslam. Go.
Yeah, listen, we have good process, okay? And if you'd have told me, let's see, we picked him on Saturday, right? Friday night driving home, y'all are going to pick Shedeur, I would say that's not happening. But we had a conversation early that morning, and then we had a conversation later that day. I think we had the right people involved in the conversation. At the end of the day, that's Andrew Berry's call. Andrew made the call to pick Shedeur. Just like who's going to start or what play we're going to call is Kevin's call. But that's Andrew's call. He made the call.
So Kenny Carmen owns the Browns. Let's pretend something for a second. We can have this conversation, and I can lean on Anthony, who's my general manager, and go, all right, we're going into day 3 tomorrow. If we don't think we're going to be that great this year, and he's there in the 5th round, well, we can. We got other picks. I understand that. But if he's there in the 5th round, why not? Think of all the negative things. Let's go down this road for a second. Think of all the negative things that were said about Shedeur Sanders during the combine and the pre-draft process. Still, you didn't think he was
good. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to fall to day 3, right?
No.
So now
no
we're
chance.
Getting ready for day 3. Can I trust you guys? Here's Anthony, my general manager. Here's Owen. He's Kevin Stefanski in this way. Can I trust you guys as NFL coaches to get the best out of a guy who's fallen to the 5th round? We can't take a flyer on that guy. We got picks coming up. You're telling me if we're in a position, we can't just take that guy and see? I mean, we're on a desert looking for a quarterback right now. We got 2 first-round picks next year. What if this kid works out?
Well, so this is exactly what...
Tell me why this kid ain't going to work out.
Okay, this is exactly what everybody was theorizing happened. That he said enough is enough. And at the very least, let's get somebody exciting in here. Somebody who's going to sell jerseys. Somebody who's going to... You know, by the way, he's been awesome at all the community stuff that he's done, not even structured stuff that the team has set up. He's just been doing it on his own. It's going to bring, you know, more of a focus in on, remember, he has his camera crews, although they haven't really been here, but it's going to be more of a national conversation. There's been some of that. So isn't that what people have kind of thought has happened?
Because I would ask Owen, as the head coach of the football team, and we know Owen's a good coach, he has the trophy to prove it from down in the shoe. Could have been mine, but it wasn't because he was better, even though I'm not the head coach, but who said that? Owen, you're a good coach. You're good with quarterbacks in this scenario. Is he incorrigible? Is his attitude that bad? Clearly it wasn't. So if his attitude's not that bad, the guy who's good at quarterbacks, can I trust you to get something out of him? He's a day three guy. Oh, but what about the distraction? What about the distraction? What distraction? Honestly, what distraction is there for a third, for a 3-2-6 win football team at best? What distraction could there be? So it's like, hey man, I wouldn't even had a problem if Jimmy would have walked in there and said, "We're taking him." I had a problem with the Johnny Manziel thing, and I believe what I believe because I'm like, man, Johnny was just downright incorrigible, and he had problems and all the other things. I don't think this young man has those problems whatsoever. And I'm going, hey, if it don't work out, it won't work out. And then we got a guy next year that we're probably looking forward to. Is he really going to get in the way of Dillon Gabriel? He hasn't gotten in the way of Dillon Gabriel so far. Hasn't gotten in the way of Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett got injured. Certainly hasn't gotten in the way of Joe Flacco. He's not gotten in the way. So what's the problem with any of this? Do you have an answer? I'm not trying to rip on you, Owen. I'm just asking for the process.
I do have the... So do you believe him then when he says it was Andrew Berry's pick?
You know what? I do. Because I think that he could have leaned on him on Friday night or Saturday morning and went, give me reasons why we shouldn't take him. And then if the reasons are good enough, go, okay, you make the decision. But let me ask you this. And then if I have my reasonings maybe why I would like to select him, I don't need to turn it into just... I'm the owner. It's my name on the door. I'm going to take the guy. That's not good process. That is not good process. But I can ask, can we come together on a reason? Can I challenge you as a coach? Can I challenge you as a guy that takes this young man at pick 144? You didn't know it was going to be 144 at the beginning of the morning. But can I challenge you as this guy on day three to take that young man and to maybe give him the chance to mold him into something that we could use those picks on other people for next year? Or can I mold him into something there that so, I have in the holster to bring him over time?
Does it matter to you who made the pick?
It always matters who made the pick. You hire people for a reason.
Sure, but you made a case at the start of this that you could totally understand Jimmy Haslam coming in and dictating the pick.
Well, it sounded to me like you're saying, and in the least, right, Jimmy influenced him into making this pick.
I did, and I'm glad you said that. You can influence all you want. Let me explain that here in a second.
Just because Jimmy's the guy that picks up the phone and makes the call, or I'm sorry, Andrew is the guy that picks up the phone and makes the call, doesn't mean it's Andrew Berry's pick.
I totally understand that. But I'm asking, we always say, guys, they have these conversations where people rip on us for having any conversation whatsoever about something that's uncomfortable. What do we always say? Guys are having this conversation in Berea. They're having this conversation over at One Center Court. They're having these conversations. Okay, well, we're having the conversation here. So say Shador isn't with us yet, right? And we're getting ready to pick later on in 3 hours at 10 o'clock, right? With Kevin Stefanski, I'll have his live press conference coming up at 9, by the way, before that. You want to hear that. We're making picks starting up at 10 o'clock. We're 3 hours ahead. We've discussed this. We've probably discussed Shador Sanders before this. Hell, we were all at his pro day for crying out loud here. So you've seen him. None of us, maybe on the plane on the way back, said that this kid is incorrigible where we can't work with him. So tell me why it would be such a disaster to take him day three. And if you can't tell me why it would be such a disaster, can I talk you into making that pick? I want you to do the job I hired you for. I'm just a fan, so yeah, if he wanted to go in there and say, fine, make the pick, then make the pick at your football team. You're right to call me out on that. But if I'm hiring you for the process of it and saying what to do, then what's the harm?
See, my issue has all along been process. So Jimmy is touting their very solid processes that led them to taking Dillon Gabriel and then two rounds later, Shador, knowing that... Look, the fan sentiment is going to be in Shador's corner. He's just, and I've told you, like, in all this discussion, people online are like, why are you singling out Shador? Why are you analyzing or overanalyzing Shador? I'm like, because I don't care about I don't care about the others. I don't care about Kenny Pickett.
Oh, we got to talk about that later,
I don't care about these other quarterbacks. I certainly don't care about Dylan Gabriel. I think that was a wasted pick. And then you two rounds later, to me, they've set up this whole quarterback room for most likely failure. It's going to be harder for one to emerge unless they get a rash of injuries. And what do you know? They got an injury already that I think will only help them make a decision, make a very good decision. So I almost think their back-assward process could lead them in the right direction eventually. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I know Shador had a couple of great days, and then yesterday had a really bad day from the people that were really analyzing. Who knows? Again, it's still, you know, the guys weren't even wearing pads yesterday. So all I'm saying is, man, if their really good process led them to taking a quarterback in the third round and then the fifth round, I still have to really question what process you have in place that would lead to that.
It didn't look like a process to me. Optically,
when you saw the video.
The video, right, of after they make the Shador pick and Jimmy and JW are setting behind Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, and it looks like they were forced to
but
do it.
We do know that there was the, what, Mac the Buffalo who put the, he did he or did he not put the montage together of all the picks, and it looks like Andrew basically gives the same look on each one of those picks.
That was their baseline
look. You're right,
look.
Owen, but that was their baseline look.
Well, which one made the national rounds? It wasn't Mac the Buffalo's
Shador
video.
It was certainly Shador.
It was the one that we are referring to.
Yes. Like, that. This is a very crazy explanation. Because, no, I don't want to believe that the owner went in there and did it. But I also know that, at the same time, the owner very well could have went in there and did it. And if it becomes this much of a mess, then, yeah, you're going to have to blame the owner on that. And that the owner did not learn from the Johnny Manziel or any of the other things that what we think that he might have done before. But this is the issue of it as well. You know for a damn fact that they've had other scouts come in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round, and they go, okay, Mitch, you're going to be a general manager someday. Tell me why we need to take this guy here. It's Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. We're getting ready to call this one, or, you know, whatever. It's Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. We're in our sixth round. We're making our last pick. We basically got our work done. Now we want to talk about ceiling guys. Tell me why this guy needs to do it. So if they're willing to do it with assistant guys, why can't I not have my say as the owner of the football team and have the conversation and go, well, why shouldn't we take this guy? Does he have the highest ceiling compared to the other guys that are still on the board? If you believe that he does, then if we are a four-win team, then does it really matter that much? Oh, well, he's too big a celebrity. I'm sorry. Do I not pay you guys to deal with celebrities? Do I not pay you guys to deal with this? Or do you not have life-changing money based on dealing with celebrity and dealing with the media? You're going to dare let Mike Garofalo, no offense to him, but you mentioned him as the name. It's like, oh, this will happen. You're going to dare let Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network talk you into this? Good God, I can't imagine if Chris Berman were to come back and work full-time. You'll just hand him the keys of the building. So, damn, you can't be that afraid of the media. You got to make your decision. And if you can give me good reasons why this is a quarterback, the most important position, the most lucrative position, why we shouldn't take him, fine, give him to me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.